Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm happy to be with you this morning. I'm coming to you live today, actually, from a horse ranch in West Texas, looking out upon the Davis Mounds. Very excited to be here. We've been here for a few days, headed west from Canton in the RV bunker, but more on that later. First, I want to give you a little direction for the show today and ask just a quick question. Do you ever get the feeling that you are just muddling through life, just kind of going in circles? Maybe you thought you were marching along seemingly in a certain direction, a given direction, maybe the right direction, maybe not. Usually targeting, what are you targeting? What are you looking at? The next rung on that corporate ladder. And then the next rung after that. And then the next one after that, and it just keeps going. But you're never really quite seeing the progress that you want. And even worse, eventually you look back and you do see you've kind of been treading water, going in circles, or even worse, there's no trace to show you were even there, that for all your efforts, you made any impact at all. You gave the blood, the sweat, and the tears for your boss, the manager, the company. But you don't really have anything to show for it. But hey, you got that car payment to make and that mortgage to pay down. You got to get that paid off house. And of course, don't forget that looming student loan debt. Probably not just yours, but the kids' debt as well. And of course, you got to feed those credit cards, make those minimum payments, and you got to feed that 401k like they tell you to. Who has time to worry about making an impact, leaving a legacy, all that jazz? Well, that's what I want to get to on today's show. And I want to take you from being in a position of constant debt service, or maybe better spoken, debt servitude, really that's what it is, to one where you're pulling in an extra $1,000 a month on top of your regular income. Wouldn't that help? Extra $1,000. Then it becomes $2,000 a month. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. How far do you want to take it? Well, you can go as far as you want. You can build as much cash flow as you want. That's up to you, right? You'll be able to then cover that debt, pay it off, cover your lifestyle, and then get to a point where you experience what we talk about on this very show, which is financial freedom. Financial freedom. Your real estate retired. We do that through real estate. And then you can focus on other things like that legacy, like maybe building generational wealth. And that takes me back to where I sit right now, which is West Texas. Now that my wife and I, have found our financial freedom, our travels have become part of our legacy for our son. He's 4 years old and some change. And if you caught last week's show, you know we were just kind of getting ready to launch. We were in East Texas, based in Canton, and we were out there saddling up the RV bunker for our long trek west. And we did. We drug that RV bunker behind us for the 563-mile drive. That's what it was, from Canton to this horse ranch here in the Davis Mountains in West Texas, right outside of very beautiful, historic Fort Davis, the national park. Worth a trip if you have not been out here, I'll say that. And along the way, we spent several nights in the Monahan Sandhill State Park, which is just a little farther on Interstate 20, I-20, past Midland, Odessa. Okay, firmly in the Permian Basin. Lots of oil. Lots of oil business here, oil and gas. And this is where I started thinking about how many Americans are just doing that, muddling through life. It's like our trip to Monahans. It's like trying to climb one of the dunes there. And if you're not familiar with Monahans Sandhills State Park, I'm just going to call it Monahans. It's a state park just a little bit west of Odessa, like I mentioned. It's pretty vast. The Sandhills cover almost, I think it's like 4,000 acres. 4,000 acres of sand dunes, and some as tall as 70 feet high. And there's just this constant wind blowing much of the time. You know, it causes the dunes to shift around. They're ever-changing, shifting forms, growing back, getting taller, getting shorter. And it's a really fun place to explore, slide down the dunes on sleds and hike. But it's a slog. I mean, getting up that 50-foot dune, 60-foot dune, it's a slog. You struggle, right? You get sand in your shoes. Maybe you're wearing flip-flops. Take them off. You're sinking down. You get a sunburn along the way. You get windburnt because it's constantly blowing. You're parched because you didn't bring enough water. But, hey, eventually you get to the top of one of those dunes, and you think you're there. And you look around, and all you see is sand and more dunes, taller dunes, and more of the slog if you want to keep going to that next higher place, the next rung in the ladder. And then, like I said, you look back at your tracks and, hey, it's sand. It's windy. They're already vanishing. There's no trace. This is the rat race that devours so many Americans. And the legacy, quote unquote, that so many Americans are going to leave behind is just empty sand. No tracks, no trace, nothing. Okay. But look, that was just one stop along our way. Compare that to where we sit now. Again, it's a horse ranch. It's in West Texas, nestled in the Davis Mountains. I'm looking at the sun coming up right now. And it's called Prude Ranch. It was established over 100 years ago, 1897, in fact, as a cattle ranch. And since then, it's been in that family. Six generations of that family, the Prude family, has continued to operate this place, both as a guest ranch and a working cattle ranch. Six generations. Now that is legacy. That is something that continues. And that is what you can build with real estate. That's where I want to get you to today. Now, you're not going to build a cattle ranch. You know, I think these things are pretty much spoken for these days. But with real estate, we're going to talk about how we get you there, get you to financial freedom, and then get you to where you're building that legacy and doing like the Prude family has done here, creating that generational wealth. And it doesn't have to be a slog at all. I'll tell you that. I speak from experience there. But it starts. It starts with one single family house. If you haven't made that investment yet, if you're not familiar with that, we'll talk a little bit about buying a single family house because that's the beginning. Of course, if you want, you don't have to start just with houses. We also at Lifestyles Unlimited, we invest in apartments. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. I heard a great story speaking to the concept of legacy just this past week on a Zoom call, a meetup I did with a group out of DFW, one of our ambassador groups up there. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, number one, I'm coming to you from West Texas. We've hit the road in the RV bunker. We're out in the Davis Mountains. Number two, we're going to talk through building legacy. You know, on the way here, we stopped at the Monahans Sandhill State Park, and I watched repeatedly as we'd go on a hike. My traces, my tracks, my footprints, they just disappeared with the wind and the sand, and it just reminded me of what so many of us in the United States do right now. We're just treading water, not really getting anywhere, and not leaving anything behind, not even a trace. And I want to help you move in a better direction. We're going to start by just building some cash flow with one single family house, but it's going to grow. We'll talk about the cash flow snowball, because that's going to accelerate and that's going to move you down the line to where you're thinking about things, bigger picture, legacy, your family, how to create generational wealth. And I see that here at the horse ranch where I am. It's over 100 years old. It's amazing. Now, let me give you the number here in the studio. If you have any questions today, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And even though I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere, I've got signal, I've got service, I've got internet, I've got my email open. It's working great here in the RV bunker. And, you know, as we traveled west on Interstate 20 most of the way, we overnighted briefly in the parking lot of a Cracker Barrel in Abilene. That's called boondocking. Didn't see too much of that town, but got through Midland, got through Odessa, and eventually settled down in Monahans, very squarely in the Permian Basin. And for the petroleum engineers out there, the oil guys, you know what I'm talking about. It's pretty much, it's very well known for its gas and its oil reserves. And as I looked at everything from a real estate perspective, I asked myself, well, I don't know, is this just kind of a one horse town? What happens when the oil, when the gas dries up, when the prices drop again? Is this a place I want to invest? I don't know. I saw apartment complexes. People are doing it. I mean, Midland, 100,000 plus population. Odessa, 100,000 plus population. I'm pretty sure we've got investors taking down apartments there. So sure, maybe that works. Do your research. Do your due diligence. We did talk with a local in Monahans out at a park one day with our son, and he said as much. You know, it's oil and gas. If I want to do anything, I got to go far away. But we're here, and they're making good money. So give that some thought. And while we were at Monahans, we were able to join a DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you're new to the show. Join a virtual meetup there hosted by one of our ambassadors. And ambassadors are volunteers, members at Lifestyles Unlimited, that have gone a little bit farther down the path, and they want to give back. This is not a paid position or anything like that. They volunteer to help support the organization, help support local members. Now, Dallas-Fort Worth, we've got a huge organization there. We've got a brick-and-mortar office. We've got a number of ambassadors, but you start to get further out in the country. We are national in scope. They go up to Oregon. We've got ambassadors there. You go out to California. We've got ambassadors there. Even though we don't have the brick and mortar presence, we do have investors pretty much everywhere in the United States and even abroad. But this particular meetup was hosted by the Dallas-Fort Worth, one of the Dallas-Fort Worth team, Peggy and Leo. And we were able to get on there from Monahans. We attended via Zoom with the dunes in the backdrop as the sun was setting. I couldn't ask for more. And it was amazing. Over 100 attendees there. A lot of networking and chit chat. Talk about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo that's coming up later. I'll mention that here in a minute. But the primary topic was a presentation by a longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member. He joined a little over 10 years ago, and we're going to get to single family, but I bring this up now because this addresses that whole notion of legacy. This fella, he took a risk and he got into apartments, and he's now up to 50. He's an investor in 50 apartment complexes as a passive investor. He's not leading the deals. He's not buying them by himself. He's contributing to each a little bit of money to each of these syndications as another lead investor. We call them at Lifestyles Unlimited, puts the deal together. And he went through how he got to 50 apartment complexes. Sounds like a lot. And to me, it sounds like a lot. You know, I'm a single family guy primarily with a couple of apartment deals in my pocket now, but it was amazing to hear his strategy and his reinvestment strategy. And he very concretely showed how he rolled money from one investment into another and then again into another, right? Continually cashing out when they do a cash out or sell the property and reinvesting into another deal or multiple deals. And then again, into multiple deals after that. It had color coding to show the generation of his investment. This is first generation money into that deal. But he got as far down the line as four generations with his reinvestments. Much like the family here, right? At the Prude Ranch are six generations in. Now he's built that legacy. And he's gone a step farther. One of his sons is involved as well. I love to hear that. And in fact, his son is already leading an apartment deal as an IRO, which is an independent rental owner, meaning not a syndicated deal where he's pooled funds, but rather they've gone in with their own funds, maybe small partnership, something like that. Boy, you can bet there's more that's going to come from that young man. But one of the great things, I bring this up because one of the great things about Lifestyles Unlimited is you hear from investors like this. Yeah, this was a two-hour, maybe longer, call for me in the desert. Everybody else from the comfort of their homes sharing this knowledge. These are just members that are doing this. They're very open book. And again, this fella, he shared hard numbers with us, concrete numbers, so we could see the model, the lifestyles model that he has been following. Here's somebody that took the model from Del Walmsley and has applied it to great success. And we're able to then see that path. So I mentioned that we're going to talk through single family today on the balance of the show, because that's where a lot of people start. That's where I started as well. And it's a perfectly fine place to start. A lot comes down to your capital. What do you have at your disposal to deploy? And for those that have more capital, you may want to go ahead and launch straight away into apartments. And that's exactly what we're talking about on this particular meetup. Now, one of the other hot topics on that call was the expo. And I mentioned this already. We've got our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up later this year. It's going to be September 3rd and 4th. That's Labor Day weekend in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So again, in my neck of the woods, it's going to be in Irving in Las Colinas. And it's a great opportunity for you. If you've never been around real estate investors, this is the largest in-person gathering of successful investors like this gentleman in the world. Okay, great place to come and connect. And if the thought and the notion of building a portfolio of maybe not 50, maybe 5 passive deals in apartments, or 10 or 20, again, the sky's the limit. This is your project to build out. He took it to 50. We know we have members who have gone even farther. So that's up to you to decide, but a good opportunity at the expo is our master's tour. This is a bus tour, and you get on buses together with your like-minded investors, lots of networking going on there, our operational consultants that help our deal syndicators work through the process of operating those apartments. They're always available if those lead investors have questions. They'll be on the buses. Our mentors, apartment mentors, will be on there as well, and you're going to tour 4 apartment communities with the owner operators. Great way to experience their strategies in action. Actually see what they're doing. Get out and see and touch, right? Smell if you want. The apartment communities that they are turning around and then using, like our gentleman that presented in Dallas at the meetup, to then build wealth, passive income, and a legacy. Now, when we come back, we're going to get back to the slog. And how do you get from that conventional slog to financial freedom as step one? Stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Walmsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm watching the sun come up over the Davis Mountains here in West Texas. A beautiful, beautiful place to be. I'm excited to come to you today live from this glorious place. And we're talking about getting out of that slog, getting out of that drudgery, starting to build cash flow, achieving financial freedom. You can stop there, or you can keep going and build a legacy for you, for your family, for your community. That's up to you. You create a lot of choices when you start to build a portfolio of passive income generating residential rental real estate. That's what we're talking about today. Now, if you've got questions for me, this is a live show. The number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. That's the RV Bunker Studio. We are out and about. And I do have internet connection, so check in my mail as well throughout the show. That is askandy@luinc.com. If you've got any questions and you're feeling shy, don't want to call the number, send me a mail. It's askandy@luinc.com. And I do check those, obviously, after the show, and we'll get back with you as well. Now, I mentioned just ahead of the break, we were talking about the DFW Ambassador Meetup I attended. Great presentation by a gentleman who has achieved well beyond achieved financial freedom, now building legacy by taking down or participating in, as a passive investor, in the takedown of multifamily apartment complexes, taking down these assets, repairing them if needed,
improving the cash flow, improving the value, refinancing, selling, getting into the next ones. And I mentioned as well as part of that call, we talked at length about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I want to mention this one more time. It's coming up later this year in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. That's going to be Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. And if you want to learn more about that, I want to give you the website to check that out. It's Wealth and Passive Income Expo, all written together. Wealth and Passive Income Expo. .com. And if you use my name when you register for the promo, for the promotion, it's Andy, A-N-D-Y. That gives you $97 off any pass, any package. If you just want to do the general admin, well, that's $97 you get in for free. Again, that's Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com. The promo code is my name, all caps, Andy. And I'm watching right now as a tour, as a number of horses go by with riders on their backs. Just amazing. I love it. So let's talk about getting you to that place of financial freedom. All right, back to the slog. How do you get from where you're at now, that conventional slog to financial freedom? And then eventually we'll get to legacy. And instead of thinking about that sand dune that I mentioned earlier in the show, and if you missed earlier parts of the show and want to check those out, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We archive the shows there if you click on the radio tab. But instead of thinking about a sand dune, let's think about a snow-covered mountain. You're there with your son, like I'm out playing with my son, and we get the snow, we start to pile it up, and we make this ball. We start to roll it down the hill. You make a big ball, you get it rolling. As it rolls, what happens? Well, it gathers more snow. It rolls faster, it gets bigger, and it rolls faster, and it gets bigger, and it rolls even faster. That's what we need to do with our passive income. Not our regular job or, you know, your W, what we call commonly your W-2 income. Why do we call it W-2? Well, that's what you get at the end of the year for your tax preparer, or if you do your own taxes. That W-2 is that statement that shows your earnings, how much you paid in taxes already, etc. That's not going to happen. You're not going to snowball that. That's that slog. That's trying to get up to the next rung and the next rung or the next peak on that next sandhill. That is not going to happen in this day and age. But when you take control and you build that snowball and you get it rolling and it starts to build speed, we see that happen. I have seen that happen with our single family houses. And our presenter at the DFW meetup talking about his 50 apartment deals that he's a passive investor in. He didn't get into 50 all at once. He got there thanks to the snowball. So we call that the cash flow snowball. That's what I'm talking about here. But don't fret and think about 10 houses or 20 houses, because it starts with one. All right, it starts with one house. And if you've never invested in rental property and you're nervous, I get that. It can be scary. You got to get over that fear. And a great way to do that is by joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, using the mentors, getting them, having them hold your hand, frankly. You know, it's exactly what we did 9 years ago when we were taking down our first house. My wife called our mentor from the closing table because she had gone by the property just prior to closing. There had been a storm the night before. A few shingles had blown off, you know, and that blew her mind. And she was nervous. What do I do? Does it need a new roof? So she had a call with the mentor where they talked through it, closed on the property. Great deal. That started the cash flow snowball for us. So if you have fear, something you need to get over, a mental hurdle, look to an organization, whether it's Lifestyles Unlimited or some other group out there, reputable group, and you need the help, get the help to get going, because you need to get that ball rolling. But let's talk about buying one house as an investment property. How do we do it? How do we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited? And we'll talk about what that house then does for us, okay? And it's interesting. We were just down the road in a town called Alpine. It's a small college town, about 6,000 people. I even saw a sign in the grocery store there. We buy houses in the local area code and the number. People, they get it. They understand that this is a model that works. They're looking for those assets, which is what we're looking for as well, that are distressed. So the Lifestyles model, we want to buy right, okay? Because you do. You make your money when you buy. And because of that, we're commonly looking for distressed assets or distressed sellers. Sometimes the house may be in great shape, but someone's going through a divorce and they've got to unload that thing in a hurry. Or maybe it's an inherited house. 5 kids. They don't want that legacy and they're squabbling about what to do with the thing. And they finally figure out, let's just get it out of here. Those are distressed sellers. Now, commonly, if the seller's distressed, I have seen that the asset tends to be distressed as well. But we buy right. We find those deals that are below market. We get them under contract. We buy them, we close on them, and then we fix them up. We're looking for deals that need work commonly. And by virtue of that process, we build immediate equity. We call that equity capture. So maybe I buy a house for $100K. that needs 30K in work. But once I'm done doing the work on that house, it values at 180. I've now got an equity buffer of $50,000. That's protection if something happens and I become that distressed seller and need to sell in a hurry. But more importantly, that's wealth, that equity capture. And alongside that, we're creating cash flow. And that's the point of the conversation today. We want to build that cash flow. That is what's going to get you real estate retired. Now, here in Texas, we're commonly seeing anywhere from a couple hundred bucks up to maybe six, even 700. It depends on the deal. It depends on the market. But on average, we're seeing a net cash flow of $400 per month. In fact, I looked at a deal on the show last week that was in a submarket outside of Houston, a tertiary market, and the realtor, part of the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited, was projecting $400 a month. Now, I'll tell you, and I told you on that show as well, commonly the realty team are conservative, which is great. Because what that means for me is by the end of the day, when I get into that property, get it rehabbed, do the refinance at the back end, get that appraisal, lo and behold, my values come in a little bit higher or maybe a lot bit higher than I expected. And my cash flow when I get it rented is higher as well. But again, we're going to stick with that $400 number. In fact, you know, it's interesting. I can remember when I first joined Lifestyles Unlimited, we'd go into the offices in Las Colinas and there are lots of pictures on the wall. Happy investors. It would mention their deal or multiple deals. Sometimes it was apartment investors. Sometimes it was single family investors. And I can remember back then looking at the pictures on the wall, all these happy investors, their cash flow was 200 to 250 a month net. Nowadays, we're talking 400, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Now, it's increased over time in part due to lower interest rates. We know that, as well as a very, very competitive market out there for rentals. There's just not enough supply, and that's pushing up the rent, which is good for you and good for me as residential rental property owner operators. So we're going to pick up that house. We're going to buy right because we make our money when we buy. We're going to get a distressed asset. We're going to fix it up. We're going to follow the Lifestyles model, best product, best price, fix everything we can up front so we don't have any maintenance calls, none of that midnight tenants, taxes, and toilets. Doesn't happen if you do it right. Put the best product on the market, fix everything up front, and then we're going to hold that for 3, maybe 5 years. And I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break what happens after that initial hold period, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. We are headed into our final segment today. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number if you do have any last-minute questions. It's 855-497-4335, or send me an email. I probably won't get to that today, but I'll certainly reply to you as soon as I can. That's askandy@luinc.com. You know, got up bright and early this morning, about 6 o'clock, with my son. Wife was still sleeping. We headed on down to see the horses where we're at here at this ranch. It's a big, big spread. And my son, he was eager. He was excited to go. And we talked about javelinas. We talked about mountain lions. He said to me, "Dad, are there any javelinas out there?" I said, "You know, they're probably out and about, but I think you'll be okay. You got your dad with you." And he said, "All right, let's go." And we had a great start to the day watching the sun come up. Cold, very frigid here to start the day, but very beautiful now. And we're talking today about getting you to that point where you can enjoy your life, have less concern, less stress, worry about the job. We've seen what a lot of people had to worry about through the pandemic. Job loss took a big hit early in the year last year. Things are coming back pretty strongly now, but lots of worries around that debt, right? The mortgages, how do I make that payment? Well, when you build passive income through residential real estate, through that cash flow, those worries wash away, and you start to enjoy your life a little more. Have some fun, and then start to think about building that legacy. So we're talking through the model that we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're looking for those assets that need some work. We're going to get those at a discount. We're going to capture equity, number one. That's important. That creates a big equity buffer. It's going to help us if we need to sell in a hurry, but even more importantly, it's going to play into our cash flow snowball later. We'll get to that. More importantly, for that cash flow snowball, what do you need? You need cash flow. If the deal doesn't cash flow, you don't do the deal. And on average right now in Texas, we're seeing about $400 a month, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. Sometimes there's a trade-off. You may have a little less cash flow, but much higher equity capture. I see those often as a trade-off. Maybe you have much higher cash flow, but lower equity. What are your goals exactly? Are you trying to create the wealth right now? Or are you trying to get that cash flow snowball going? If it's snowball going, go for that big cash flow deal. We talked about, what do you do? Well, you fix it up. You follow the Lifestyles model, best product, best price, because that's going to resolve any maintenance issues you might otherwise have down the road during your hold period. You're going to put it on the market for the best price. You're going to get great residents because of that. People beat down the doors to our properties because we model them, we rehab them right, and we list them for the best price, just a little under market. So we're going to get our resident in there, and we're going to hold that property in our portfolio for 3 to 5 years. We're just talking about that first house right now. We're going to enjoy during that period, we're going to enjoy some appreciation. We don't bank on that. That's not part of the model when we do our numbers, when we put pen to paper. But I can tell you in the last decade, we've enjoyed a significant amount of appreciation. You'll see that real estate tends to double every 20 years in value. It doubles in value. So we're going to see some appreciation, and we're also going to see some equity buildup. We do put a long-term 30-year fixed rate mortgage onto the property when we're done with the renovations. Very low rate interest rate. That's going to help us with our cash flow. It's going to be a higher cash flow as a result. And we're going to have more money to go into the next deal because we're not putting it all in cash. We're going to build up our equity as our residents then pay down that mortgage for us over that 3 to 5 year hold period. Now, during that period as well, we're enjoying tax benefits because we don't pay taxes on our cash flow if you're doing it right. We use something called depreciation. It's a phantom, I call it a ghost expense. It's a paper expense in the eyes of the IRS. It's no cash expense to us, whereby we depreciate the property over 27 and a half years, offset our cash flow, pay no taxes. Those in a nutshell are the 5 ways that we make money on our single family houses. But today we're not focused on all 5, we're focused on the cash flow. So we got that one house. It's throwing off $400 a month. And when we say net cash flow, that 400, that's where we've taken our rent. Let's say it's 1400. We've paid the mortgage, the principal and interest. We've escrowed for the taxes and insurance. We're not worried about maintenance. You may set aside a buffer, $50 a house, something like that, just in case. But because we've gone in and rehabbed that house right, best product from the outset, maintenance really is not an issue. Again, here I'm speaking from experience. So we pay those fixed costs, and at the end of the day, we have $400 in our pocket every month. And I know for a lot of people out there, that would go towards that credit card debt, maybe part or all of that student loan payment. Already right there, we've achieved a little bit of breathing room. $400 per month, that's $4,800 per year. Maybe you're a little bit stretched. Maybe you don't have a lot of capital. Maybe you pick up one house per year. But guess what? At the end of 4 years, you're already up to almost $20,000 per year in cash flow. And depending on where you are, or where you're buying, I should say, and how you're buying, you can probably pick up another house just from that cash flow. And every year you're setting that cash flow aside to reinvest. Maybe you pay down some debt. Do that first if you need to. But then start to set that cash flow aside to reinvest. And you're going to find you're going to get into that next house a lot faster. And if you want to really accelerate, I know this is hard. I know this is a difficult concept for a lot of people. But if you have a brokerage account, stocks, bonds, if you have an IRA, if you have a 401k, cash that out. Cash that out, and you can accelerate this whole process. Get into more single family houses, or even get into multifamily. And just as a side tip, do this if you're going to cash any of those out, do it at the beginning of the year for tax purposes so that you have time to get that cash invested and get that cash flow coming in the door to cover any tax liability. Of course, talk with your tax advisor or CPA. But every time you add a house, you're adding that $400, $4,800 per year, $400 per month. That snowball is getting bigger and it's going faster, and you're going to get that next house sooner. And you add that cash flow to the cash flow snowball, and that snowball gets bigger and it goes faster, and you add another house even sooner. Now you're picking up 2 houses at a time. maybe three. And here's what it looks like. Additional cash flow per month. Starting out with one, $400, $4,800 per year. You get to three houses. Now you're bringing in $1,200 per month extra cash flow. If you go to any of the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies, you're going to hear people talking about getting into their first house or their third house. $1,200 per month extra cash flow. What has that done for them? Move them in the right direction. Five houses. Now you're up to $2,000 per month. You'll hear case studies where people talk about that. Eight houses, $3,200 per month. 10 houses. Now you're bringing in a good sum, $4,000 per month, passive income, cash flow. 15 houses becomes $6,000 per month. 20 becomes $8,000 or more if you're targeting that higher cash flow deal. Again, we've seen deals with less equity capture, but a higher cash flow. It's going to come down to your goals. If you don't know how to set those goals, that's again where you need to have a conversation with somebody that has that experience, a mentor. We have those at Lifestyles Unlimited. And again, deals with less cash flow, well, they're going to have higher equity capture. And let's talk about how these play into the cash flow snowball. Yeah, but Andy, it's got less cash flow, $200 a month, $300 a month. It's not quite where I want it. Well, when you get that higher equity capture, how does that, think about that. How does that help your cash flow snowball? Well, it doesn't on day one or day two, but maybe year three. What do? You sell a little bit sooner because you've got more equity in that deal. You cash it out and you reinvest. You sell it, maybe you eat the taxes, or maybe you time that sale to a year when you know you're going to have offsetting losses, so they wash, you don't pay taxes, or you use something that our members commonly use. It's a tax-advantaged part of the code called the 1031 exchange. It allows us to sell an investment property and roll that into a like-kind property, another investment property, real estate for real estate. Doesn't have to be single-family for single-family. You can take single-family, roll it into multifamily. And when you do that, you're deferring and paying the taxes on the capital gains, on the depreciation recapture. We're not going to get into that today. There are a couple other taxes that you may be paying on a regular sale that you will then defer. So you get to reinvest more of your money instead of giving it to Uncle Sam. Reinvest more of your money and maybe into multiple deals and create more cash flow. That's where that equity capture, that big equity capture up front, drives that cash snowball later. And then as your portfolio ages, we said sell, reinvest into more houses, or level up into multifamily, either as an IRA, we defined that earlier, independent rental owner, somebody that does a deal all by themselves, or as a passive, like the gentleman I saw present at the DFW Ambassador Meetup, 50 deals as a passive investor, or you become that lead investor. You do the syndication. You lead the deal. You bring those passive investors with you. You pool your money to take down that multi-million-dollar asset, and you lead the deal. You could do all of that. And then you're real estate retired. You're financially free when your passive income meets or exceeds your monthly expenses. You know, maybe you've paid down that consumer debt, those student loans, those credit cards as well, and exceeded the income from your job even. You're no longer dependent on the job. You can retire if you choose. And now it's time to work on that legacy. You've bought back your time. Spend it with your family. You've bought back your time. Spend it in service to your church or your community. You've bought back your time. Travel like we're doing with our son in the RV bunker out on a horse ranch in West Texas. And teach the next generation then how to run that real estate business so that we see them continuing to grow like the Prude Ranch, six generations deep. You can do that. Remember, go check out our website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, to learn more about the expo. We'll talk about legacy there, lots of breakout sessions. If you want to learn more about lifestyles, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I thank you for listening today. My name is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.